going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ozzie Guillen.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
La Pantera. My man is la Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I'm managing one guy. I almost start crying. Adam Dunn.
Yeah.
People ask me, like, why do you keep playing him? Don't blame me. Blame Katie and Rick. They signed him. I had to play him.
Well, did you give Adam Dunn a mental break, or he just...
I gave him two bottles of vodka with orange juice.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie Guillen joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, new tires for spring. Check them out, aturo.com. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I tried to survive another crazy game with the White Sox yesterday. Kind of upset, kind of sad. A lot of people thought we lost the game because Buckter made that play in the center field in the last inning, in the ninth. Unbelievable play. By the way, the only guy can make that play. There's only a few people in the big league right now can make that play. That is one. I think the White Sox lost the game early in the game. Make a couple errors to cause a run. All of a sudden, we have first and third. Had the best two hitters. You know, I'm not going to say the best two hitters. It's, I don't want to go that far. The third and the fourth hitter at the play, we could have scored. They 0-17. Every time they call hit to main scoring position, it had been awful. Mango's scoring position was awful. And it did not get better with that. It can be a very disaster. You know what I mean? We had to get better at least to get those guys. You know, every time you're going to fail, but it's not getting old. Every time we come in main scoring position, they don't get it done.
You're so right, Ozzie. The last eight games, the Sox are 5-62. With runners in scoring position. That's terrible. You need to find a way to manufacture runs, and you need to do it tonight before they set the record for consecutive losses to one team. They're at 13 against the Twins. I know you said last night and kidded, that is your number. It's an unlucky one right now, Ozzie. What can they do tonight? That you don't want to make more history against the Twins.
It's kind of funny because we got, you know, all the hope, and we before the show we think about it, all the positives can happen. You see Martin yesterday throw another good game, not great game, but could it be better if they don't make those errors early in the game? But I don't know what they're gonna do, and I just got, it's kind of weird situation. Go play the Twins they're not playing well either. You know what I mean? They not over throw the ball. I don't think he threw the ball great yesterday. They, you know, I've seen him before. I've seen him better in the past. But what he can do, I think, just hey, they have to do the little thing. They have to. It's no doubt about it. They don't have any other choice, any other way. If they not do that, they're not gonna. You know, I hear Will say they got a good at bat. They fight for their bat. I can understand fight for a bat, yes, but a good at bat, I don't think so. I'm sorry, but I don't think they got good at bat, especially with men in scoring position. You know what I mean? You lose a couple of guys too. You know, you lose Medrot and you lose Perez. You know, the Touchman, those guys, he couldn't make the team a little bit better. Can you say that? A little bit better, but they ain't in the IL. But I don't think those guys fall. They're not there because we don't take advantage of them put the game together. What they're going to do today, oof, my God, I wish I know what they had to do. Just continue to pitch the way they are, and hopefully those guys wake up offensively.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, Ozzie. I just kind of want them to start bringing up other people. It doesn't even matter if they're any good, just other people. Like, why is – I'm not a Tim Elko guy, but why is that guy not hitting home runs on the south side if he can hit a home run in the minor leagues? I hate to put it that way, but, you know, Vaughn's done nothing. I mean, Elko can't be worse than him, can he? I don't think he's a great player, but I'll take anybody at this point.
Well, at this point, you know, it's time to – you look around the roster, you're like, you're checking your head. Like, well, the best two players is Medrot and Carroll. The best two players they have when they – well, you know, Medrot was in the lineup. I love the guy, the way they score by business. Carroll has been unbelievable. No, I'm not going to talk about offensively. But they're behind the plate. This kid's only 22 years old.
Right.
You got to hang around with different things in baseball, with the computer, with the iPad, with the then with the pitchers, the young pitchers, struggle. They got to deal with all that stuff. All the time when he grabs his bad, go offensively, being great. You know what I mean? We see a lot of games, guys. We'll be watching a lot of games because Chalk loves to watch those guys in the minor league. Love it. And also, I had to do it because that's only a couple TV we got. I tell you what, man, they have a couple players there, man. They're excited. I'm not going to say why they're not bringing them up because they're not, you know what I mean? I don't know what plan they have on, but you're right. You know what I mean? Even Pantera, he haven't, you know what I mean? Yeah. Awful bad. But Bonnie's been like that for a little while, too. Not just this year. He's been like that for a little while. I think, you know, just like, show them, or you put your stuff together, or we're going to bring somebody out. We go a different direction. Because, looking at that day in and day out, I just told Chuck last night, I think it was like 9, I believe, I'm batting Robert, batting 8, batting 7, batting 8, just to show him, hey, listen, I'm not going to put up with that. You know, be just that's that enough is enough. Having offer, that's part of the game. Be a struggle, that's part of the game. In a slump, part of the game. But when you got men on first and third, the ball, you struck out with the ball in the middle of the plate, that's something. Oh, you struck out chasing a ball 20 miles away from the home plate. I don't think that's right. I don't think he earned it. And I think they had to start moving lineups up and down. I know we don't have much to move. I know that. But at least those guys said, listen, I'm going to put the guy at least can put the ball in play, make things happen. In the top of the lineup, because right now that also work with those two guys back to back in the lineup.
Ozzie, you were the manager. Those are great points, but you were the manager when Chris Sale ascended quickly through the minor leagues and went from being drafted to being used in the majors. You also saw the way Garrett Crochet was, I would say, rushed up to the major league level to help the major league team. With all the injuries and
Burley's a great example.
Burley's another example.
You watch that. He was a reliever for years.
So as you watch Birmingham and you see Noah Schultz and Hagen Smith and Grant Taylor down there using up their pitches and I think throwing effectively right now at that level, how tempted would you be? What would you advise the Sox to do with those three guys specifically this season?
Well, like I say, the plans, I don't know how many pitches they have count, you know, in the past. And right now, everything is about pitch count, how many pitches you got to throw in a year, all those kind of things are different now. But I was talking with Mark Cotze when the A's was in town. I kind of got a feedback from them because they had the same situation the White Sox have, might be the same situation. And he said, hey, we put those guys together from the first day, you know what I mean, all those kids, and we suffered for a couple of years. Now they look a lot better. Now that you can see the major league players. I think they should do that. I don't know about the timing, the arbitration years, how many pitches you can throw, how long it's going to be. I think for July on, they start moving those kids to see what they can – if they can really pitch in the big league. That's the one thing about it. You know what I mean? I think you move up earlier. Remember, there's a lot of them behind the scene we don't know. But I think move those guys early to see exactly what they're up to. You know what? Like, okay, this guy's too far away. This guy's ready to go. This guy next year got to start in AAA for a few stars. I think that's the only way they can find out if those kids are good enough. You know, those kids, you know, believe me, those kids go out there and play AA, AAA, they look, my God, they look like nobody can touch it. Then when they turn the lights on in the big level, it's a little bit different scenario. I think they got to give them a chance to see exactly who is ready to go, who had to wait a couple more years, who had to wait at least a few more stars, and then see what happened because they got to start moving quickly because what they have right now is kind of hard. Especially when the pitching staff is doing well, pitching staff is doing pretty good.
Yeah.
That's the only consistent thing they have right now. But offensively, my goodness, it's just same guys, too. Same guys, not the kids. Same guys, not go through. You know what I mean? Vargas struggles since the first day he put that uniform on with the White Sox, and we continue to put him in the top of the lineup most of the time. They had to see some lineup change. Hopefully that worked for them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, their right fielder has become another position where how many guys have we watched over the last 2 years kind of move in and out of that position without
20 years?
Well,
especially the last two.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, what, you know, Colas. I mean, Gavin Sheets. I don't even want to go over the names. But how many different players can you try at a position that don't work out? And then you actually go out. I know that that the Palatine Pounder got hurt. You just don't have that position anywhere. Like, who would it be? Like, Braden Montgomery in single A ball? There's nobody on the waiting in the back. Dominic Fletcher, wasn't he here at some point? I don't even know who the names are anymore, Ozzie.
You know, I tell you what, this is Jermaine Dye.
Yes.
Who was in the White Sox draft.
Yes.
Signed Maglio Ordóñez. That's the only White Sox, a really White Sox draft. Make it, you know, they I remember, am I wrong? But Fletcher. I want to ask you a question. Fletcher, oh my God. I got one say, my son, Ozzie Jr., and his little girl, Adela, and she asked me another day, say, Abuelo, that means grandpa. Where's Corlas? because he hear Ozzie and me talking about players, and Ozzie told me, say, where's Corlas? I said, oh my God, I forgot about that name. And all of a sudden, yesterday, I take it to a school, 2 days ago, not yesterday. And he said, Abuelo, where is Corlas? I'm like, what are you talking about? But, okay, Corlas made the team when they're supposed to win the World Series.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, disappeared. Yeah. Gone. You know what I mean? That's a bad draft. But Fletcher, they come out, I'm making a big deal about this kid while on the bench. Well, you know what I mean? I don't know if Stevie Wonder, he was watching those games that day, they can see what kind of player he was. But Stevie Wonder, like, yeah, I like that guy. I said, yeah, but you can see it. You know, it's just a bad draft, bad pick. And they need a second baseman, by the way.
Yeah.
And I think they have Majors on. When you have the key Majors, say, you know what? When you come in IL, you're going to be the second baseman every day.
Keep him there.
Then you got to wait and look for a shortstop. You don't have to, okay, what Major going to play? Can he play the shortstop? Can he play second base? Usually it's leaving one position to me, his best position is second base. Leave him there and worry about the rest, what you got to find out for the future. But the right side of the White Sox has been struggling for a little while since Abreu leave. I think Vaughn played good when he played the outfield. When he started playing first base for the last 3-4 years, it's bad. It has to be the same.
Hmm. Ozzie, while we have you, I want to tap into your expertise and experience as a World Series winning manager. So obviously you're focused on the Sox, but in town the Cubs in the past week have had two victories that make this feel like, okay, this might be a special season. When you're the manager of a team, when you're observing a team and you're going through what the Cubs have gone through the last week, two comeback victories, scoring 13 runs on Friday and 11 last night, when do you get a sense that this might be a special season, or is that an overreaction to some very big moments?
No, it's not overreaction. I saw it all the time. It's an example. Yesterday, I was watching the game a little bit. They down 3 runs early in the game. They come back. The Dodgers score another run, risk. They go back. Maybe the pitching staff got to help them. But offensively, those guys, they're healthy. They want to do some damage. They're going to do some damage. I talked to a few people about them. And you can see, I don't know, from the TV standpoint, you can see the enthusiasm. You know, they have a good talent out there. And seems like every time they go to the play, somebody got to make happen. I'm not going to get too excited. It's too early. But with that division, I think the Cubs got a good chance to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, what they're doing is they're hitting from all over the lineup, right? And when you guys were doing your best, it was like the third group of hitters were always hitting, you know. And here are the Cubs this year. The bottom of the lineup is suddenly fueling different times where they're, you know, the problem has been with some of the regulars. Everybody else seems like they're killing the ball.
Well, they, you know, that happened, but those guys go up here out there and try to help. You know, it's a long season. They got another 400 plus at bat to go. But you can see the difference. You can see the difference when they take the field. You know, they're going to compete against one of the best teams in baseball, the organization in baseball, last few years, and they compete against it toe-to-toes. That should make you feel pretty good about your ball club, pretty good about your team, pretty good about the effort they have day in and day out. And like I say, this division is there to take. And I think right now they play the best baseball in that division.
Back to the White Sox before we let you go, Ozzie. Edgar Caro has been really strong since coming up. They have a surplus of talent, young talent at that position. How would you handle the catching position for the White Sox moving forward?
I wouldn't leave Caro there to show me he cannot play anymore. I would. That's my opinion. And make the passes a pay side to help him to get better. I move on from that because you put one day, oh, this guy, that guy, let's try this, let's try that thing. This kid has been playing good. By the way, this kid got a great at-bat against the good ones, too. You know, it's not just like, you know, yesterday they threw two changes away. What hit, he just cleared the ball to the left field. Next at-bat, they throw caught it inside. He just hit the ball hard to right field. He's only 22 years old. 22 years old.
He just turned 22.
Yeah.
Ozzie, we were talking about it. I'm so impressed with him because of that. But also, he just turned 22. And he apparently has really invested in learning English and says that if he's going to be the catcher, he needs to communicate with all of the starters. So he's taken these kind of crash courses, and he's really working hard. I just am so impressed with that leadership element where he would go above and beyond to try to make sure that he can relate with every pitcher because he wants to be able to call games.
The hardest thing, you can be 22, Andrew Jones, you know, Miguel Carrera, but you play outfield, you play shortstop,
yes.
You play you're behind the plate. Only one guy I've seen in that age with that attitude, he was Ivan Rodriguez, Poch.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, same way. Besides that, you got to wait a little longer to get together with the pitcher, especially when you have a young pitching staff. You don't know exactly what you're going to see when you never catch the bullpen and handle the handle them the right way and the easy with that way. It's just amazing. Amazing what he does. He looks like he's cocky, but it's not. He's just confident. He's just very confident in what he's doing. I think White Sox got to look at it and say, you know what? We find one. We find one so far. Because this kid, he might be, listen, this kid going to be in the slump. This kid going to be a struggle. But every day, I guarantee you, go to the field, come to the ballpark, he's ready to go. He's ready to go because that's what he wants to be. That's what it will be. And that's why he's working so hard to be one of the guys, be there every day.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Always a joy. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Ozzie.
Have a good one, boys.
You too. Bye-bye. See you later.
That is Ozzie Guillen. Really just wonderful stuff. And we should let you know, tune in to Ozzie's Outlook presented by Four Winds Casino. He's on every Wednesday in the 8 a.m. hour during the Mully and Haw show. And throughout the 2025 baseball season, listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resort and Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape.
Got a good nugget from the Cubs game last night. We'll share when we come back.
Mully and Haw on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.